Today's reading comes from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you will bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give to you. This is my command, love each other. Thanks be to God for his word.
When I was at school, I had a teacher who had a great sense of humour. He taught physics. His sense of humour was sometimes slightly cruel, but we loved him. And I remember him one day just casually saying to a boy in our class, "Do you understand electricity?" And the boy said, "Yes." And the teacher did not react at all. He just continued with the lesson until another member of staff came into the room. "Come over here," he says to this other member of the staff. "Come and meet Ken. No scientist until now has ever understood electricity, but Ken does. Meet the man, shake his hand." And Ken realised he'd been on the receiving end of a serious point disguised as a slightly cruel joke. No one understands electricity. No one understands science, really. And no one understands God. And for the next three Sundays, we are going to be thinking about God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What Christians talk about as the Trinity, something that seems very confusing. No one understands the Trinity. The Trinity is our best way of trying to explain what we have met in God, to try and talk about the God that we know. And as Jesus prepares to be crucified, as he prepares to go from there to the Father and then to pour out the Spirit on us, he spends a lot of time teaching his disciples about what God is like. So in these chapters, we meet God as Father, we meet God as Son, we meet God as Holy Spirit. In chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus says this. He says, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching." Now, the teaching that Jesus gives is above all that we should love one another. It's a message of love that's really spelled out over these chapters. So if we love him, we'll obey his teaching. And he says, "My Father will love him." So you see the way already we have this idea of the Father and the Son working together to love us. Fantastic thought. "And we will come to them and make our home with them. We will dwell with them." That's what's going to happen through the work of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is about taking the presence of God the Father, it's about taking the presence of the Son and getting that presence to be at work in each one of us and in our community as believers. He's not a God who is out there. He certainly wasn't a God who was out there when Jesus was around, and he's still not a God who is out there. He is a God who is living in us by his Holy Spirit. And as we learn to love, we learn to experience the incredible love that he has for us. The love of God is an amazing thing, and it is the role of the Holy Spirit to bring that love to us. So on to today's reading in chapter 15. Jesus paints a picture about a vine that's in a vineyard. The Father, he says, is the gardener. The Father plants a vine in a vineyard, and branches grow out of that vine and receive all the goodness from this planted vine and grow and produce lots of wonderful fruit. So Jesus says, here's how it is. My Father plants the vine. I am the vine, and all of my goodness is going to come into you. The Holy Spirit brings the life of Jesus to us. And in the same way that a branch needs to be connected to the vine, so we need to stay connected to him. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit takes the life of Jesus, now the resurrection life of Jesus, and brings that life to us. This is an intimacy with God that very few people can imagine, but it's there for us through faith in Jesus Christ. And Jesus, in this reading towards its end today, he keeps talking about the amazing love that he has for us. He keeps talking about the way that he wants to share his life with us. In fact, he says, "I don't call you servants anymore. I'm now calling you my friends." He says, "You appointed me, I've chosen you." Sorry, "I've appointed you, I've chosen you, that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." The life of God being there within you. And he says, as you experience that, God will answer your prayers. Jesus also talks about pruning. Now, there's been an experience of pruning that's just happened in this story. It happens when Jesus washes the disciples' feet, and Peter's going to Jesus, "No, don't wash my feet." And Peter needs to change. Peter's okay. He loves the Lord. The Lord loves him. Their relationship is good, but there are some areas where Jesus is saying to him, "Peter, this bit needs to be cut off. This bit needs to change. You're not yet loving as you should." So Jesus says the Father is going to lop bits off of you, anything that's unloving that needs to go, so that you can be the really fruitful, loving tree. Remember what the Apostle Paul said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So it's the work of the Holy Spirit within us to produce that. How do we stay within the Spirit? I mean, we receive the Holy Spirit by believing in Jesus. How do we cooperate with the Spirit? We cooperate by loving. So today, we say, Lord, you are the vine, we are the branches, keep us abiding in you. And Lord, may we live in your love. May we receive your love. May we give that love on to other people. And Jesus says, if you get this, it's going to be to my Father's great glory. You see, once again, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit working together. And Jesus says, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you. You see again how it works. The Holy Spirit comes, but it's Jesus's joy that we receive. So that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus says that this relationship that we have with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the ultimate joy giver. And then he says, my command to you is this, love each other as I have loved you. That's what God is looking for in his church. May this be a church where people are learning to love one another. Sure, sometimes we find that tough, but that's how we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, and that's how we make this church a home in which God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all feel comfortable. So let's pray together. We pray today for ourselves, that Lord, you will be gracious enough to come and make your home in us by your Spirit. That you will communicate to us the love of the Father. And we pray that too for all in our church family and all who we know and love today. Father, we pray for all who need to know that love today. For those we know personally, for those who are friends of friends, for those we read about on the news. Lord, have mercy, we pray. Father, we pray for our leaders today, that you will guide them. We pray for all who struggle today, that you will help them. Lord, may your church, may this nation be a place of love. Where there is disunity, may we be people who bring unity. Where there is hatred, let us bring your love. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.